The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I'll say welcome again. And I wanted to introduce this idea that loving kindness practice, what we will be doing together this evening, that loving kindness practice is a kindness. It's a kindness to ourselves, and it's a kindness to the world. Perhaps in a superficial way, but also in the deepest possible way. And it might be that kindness is part of what the world needs right now. It needs it always, right? But this, I don't want to oversimplify, and I don't want to be a Pollyanna. And I can see that kindness has a place for whatever's happening, including the terrible injustices that are happening and the pandemic that is happening. So what does it feel like to have this idea that loving kindness practice is a kindness to the world, to others, and also to you, to yourself? What does it feel like? What's the experience like to have that perspective, or to have that view, or have that consideration about your loving kindness practice? Can you allow that perspective to sink in, that maybe it just being, I'm saying it's maybe it's what the world needs, but also just the idea that kindness has value just in itself. So easily we bring to our practice, whatever it is, whether it's a meditation practice, piano practice, tennis practice, or whatever it might be, skateboarding practice. We bring to this idea of self-improvement, and I have to enhance my skill set and my capabilities and those types of things, which is perfectly appropriate. That's why we practice. But what if we have this idea in addition to, or maybe even sometimes instead of, this practice is a gesture? It's a movement, it's a state of mind that is a kindness. Maybe we do loving kindness practice to nourish ourselves. Maybe we do it to support ourselves, or to use meditation in general as a break from maybe some of the anxiety that we have. And maybe we use it to help us see things differently. But also maybe this idea that loving kindness practice is a kindness can help open us up to what's possible. What's possible for ourselves and what's possible for this world. Kind of a simple example is a number of years ago when I was just starting a Buddhist practice, I got invited to get together. That part of it was going to be a champagne tasting. And I had just decided that I was going to be serious about my Buddhist practice and meditation practice, and I wasn't going to drink. So I drank alcohol. And I said, you know, I don't think I'm going to go. But my friend convinced me to go. Now I don't remember. It was a celebration for something in particular. I don't remember what it was. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just bring some fun, sparkling lemonade thing. And this was, you know, years ago when that wasn't quite as readily available as it is now. So I brought this as a drink and put in the refrigerator, and that's what I had for the evening. And I had a fine time. But this made such a big impact on me when, towards the end of the evening, somebody that I hadn't spoken to at all the whole time came up to me and said, thank you. I'm like, thank you. This person said, thank you for not drinking. That it made a difference that somebody else was there and wasn't drinking. And this person was, alcohol was a problem in his life and wanted to do something different. So in this way, I was doing just what felt right for me, turned out to be supportive for somebody else. And this had a big impact on me because it reminds me so much that how we show up in the world touches others, maybe in obvious ways and not obvious ways. And maybe we never know how it does, how it touches others, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't. So to be kind to ourselves and to wish with kind-heartedness, to wish goodwill for others, can be something really meaningful and potentially impactful. Maybe I should even say potentially. It is impactful, especially if we do this, we really cultivate this capacity that we all have. So I've said a number of different things here, both this idea that loving kindness practice can be useful, kindness, help cultivate kindness. But I also still want to kind of drop in that idea, maybe even if it's not useful, it has value. Kindness has value. So with that as an introduction, I'd like to start our meditation practice. We can begin by starting into a comfortable posture. Is there a kind posture, being kind to yourself, kind of respecting your intention to cultivate loving kindness, as well as your intention to stay alert or whatever feels like the right posture for you right now. And then you can just feel into the body, feel into the felt experience of being here now. Maybe you feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Maybe being here and now includes some sounds. As well as bodily sensations. Just feeling into the felt experience of being here. And you might notice there's different areas of the body that have some tension or tightness or knots in some kind of way. Is there a way that you can bring some kind-hearted attention to those areas and fold them in to your awareness? What would it be like to address or notice uncomfortable sensations, but with a sense of kindness, warm-heartedness? Like, yes, you're welcome too. Doesn't mean it matches our preferences, doesn't mean it's what we want. But it is what's happening. We can systematically do a little bit of a body scan, just to support a sense of well-being. It's with the face. The shoulders. The chest. The belly. Our legs, our arms, and allowing that attention to rest on the sensations of breathing, the movement of the abdomen or the chest, maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Just feeling the movement. Noticing the stretching, the pulling, contracting, shrinking. If you find yourself lost in thought, doesn't have to be a problem. Can we bring this warm-heartedness, this kindness to this experience? Like, oh, I'm lost in thought. That's okay, I'll just begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy for you to feel warm-heartedness and care, respect, love, friendliness, goodwill, benevolence. Somebody you have a relationship with, maybe somebody you've never actually met, but who inspires you and maybe through their works, it's been really important for you. supported you. Or maybe a lovable being is an imaginary kitten, puppy, or baby. Whatever the lovable being is, see if you can sense into the body and see if there's any sense of openness or warmth or spaciousness or maybe even a little bit of bubbly delight. Oh yes, this lovable being, I love you. Maybe there are no particular body sensations, and that's perfectly fine. And then to support our cultivation of loving kindness, you can say the phrases. Can repeat them after me while keeping in mind the lovable being and the experience of all the warmth and appreciation you have for this being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. What would it be like to tap into this experience or sensation, maybe even an idea of kindness? To feel our way into that experience. And to use that as the foundation for our loving kindness practice. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to build on this foundation of loving kindness for a lovable being, we can extend it to include ourselves. So in the same way, bring a felt sense of what it's like to be here right now, or perhaps a mental image of yourself or how you are now, or perhaps when you were a child. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. It sometimes happens that my voice gets scratchy. It doesn't mean that I'm sick. And then we can extend our loving kindness practice even further to include a neutral person, somebody that we don't know, that we don't have a relationship with. Could be somebody in this happy hour on Zoom with us. Or maybe it's the person who you see sometimes walking their dog. Or the mail carrier. Can we extend our warm-heartedness to somebody that we have no relationship with? Not positive or negative. If you can bring a neutral person to mind and say the phrases for them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It can be supportive to check in with the body and see if there are any sensations of warmth or openness, spaciousness. And if so, to allow those experiences to support you. Then what would it be like to consider that loving kindness meditation is an opportunity to dwell in kindness in some kind of way? Does it resonate with you? Does it make sense, or is there a felt sense? It doesn't have to. Invitation is just to explore. And then to end this meditation, feel that pressure of the chair, the cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. And if I had a bell near where I was sitting, I would ring it 3 times. Thank you. Maybe does somebody have a bell near where they're sitting? Would like to ring it 3 times? Seems, Phil has a bell. Thank you. Somehow it just doesn't seem complete without a bell at the end. In some kind of way. Thank you, Phil. So this idea of loving kindness practice as a kindness, loving kindness. And maybe the idea of dwelling in kindness, or maybe it's a way of putting kindness out into the world, or as both a support for ourselves and support for others, and for no reason other than kindness is something wholesome and beautiful and can be transformative. So it can be really helpful to talk with others, to explore our own thinking, our own ideas, and certainly to connect with others. Sometimes we learn new things both about ourselves and about others just by having these small little talks. They're brief, but they can be really meaningful. So I'm going to put you into groups, into breakout groups. And we'll have just maybe 12 minutes or so to talk about either how that meditation practice was for you, with whether you're welcome to say anything like, wow, it was great, or I have no idea what she was talking about. It's perfectly fine. Or maybe just this idea of dwelling in kindness, or offering kindness for no other reason than kindness exists, or I don't know, something to explore something with kindness. So you can do either. You can talk about your meditation practice or the idea of kindness. And to also practice deep listening with one another. Allow people to kind of like explore the answer to this question, or explore their experience in a way that's meaningful for them. So it's not necessary that you have to give a long, complicated story when it's your turn to speak, but it's enormously helpful for you to be listening is more important than a story. Okay, so I'll give us a...
Can I just ask you a question?
Yes.
Diana?
Yes.
What was the first sentence that you started the session with? You talked about us just feeling kindness. What was the very first opening?
I don't remember exactly, Abraham, but it might have been that. Was there something before that? Let me see. I think I was saying that loving kindness practice is a kindness for ourselves. I think that's, and that it can both in this really deep way, as well as maybe just a superficial way. I think that's where I started. But maybe that's in the breakout group that you're in. You can ask other people kind of what their interpretation or what their ideas are, less about accuracy and more about what their ideas about what it was or what I should have said, maybe. Okay, so here we go. Have fun.